I want it, though, for our scripture lesson to begin at St. John 9 and to begin at the 30th verse. The man answered, "Here is an astonishing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened his eyes. We know that God does listen to sinners, does not listen to sinners, but he listens to one who worships and obeys him. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." They answered him, "You were born entirely in sins. Are you trying to teach us?" And they drove him out of the temple. Jesus heard that they had driven him out, and he found him, and he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered, "Who is he, sir? Tell me so that I may believe in him." Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and the one who is speaking to you is he." He said, "Lord, I believe," and he worshiped him. Jesus said, "I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see may see, and those who do see may become blind." Some of the Pharisees near him heard this and said to him, "Surely we are not blind, are we?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would not have sin. But now that you say, 'We see,' your sin remains." This is the word of the Lord to us this morning, and we give thanks for it. Encounter with a blind man, new vision. Let us pray. Now, gracious God, let the words of my mouth, the meditation, thoughts, desires of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. For you, dear God, are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Throughout these encounters that Jesus had with various persons, on his way to the cross, so much has centered on Jesus taking the ordinary and that in which we think or understand or maybe even take for granted. Jesus taking these various things and lifting them to a new place. Remember Nicodemus? And how he understood that birth was limited to a child in the womb, in its mother's womb. And Jesus then moving the discussion of birth to say that one could be born again. The Samaritan woman, thinking she understood all there was to know about water and where it would come from. Jesus moves our understanding to say, "I offer you living water. And if you drink of it, you will thirst no more." And now from our scripture lesson this morning, a man born blind. The story, like Nicodemus and the Samaritan woman, would seem to have a given outcome. Jesus encounters a man born blind. It would seem that his destiny is what is found in verse 1. He was born blind. He was a beggar on the side of the road. In verse 7, though, he follows the instructions of Jesus, and he comes back seeing. This sets off a chain of reaction. By the way, there is no response that says, "Let's celebrate. Let us rejoice that our brother is no longer blind." Instead, the neighbors wonder if this is the same man. The Pharisees argue among themselves. And some say that this man is not the Son of God. For he has healed on the Sabbath. Other Pharisees say, how can a sinner do these kinds of things? Even the Pharisees are divided. The man's own parents could not rejoice with him because they were afraid of the Pharisees. But what about the man who was born blind? In verse 25, he says, I was blind, but now I see. And by verse 35, Jesus asked the man, do you believe in the Son of Man? And the man responds, yes, I believe. There is a progression in this story. It is the same progression that you find in the story of Nicodemus and the Samaritan woman. It is the progression from the physical to the spiritual. This becomes the new vision. For the man sees Jesus. He sees Jesus first as a prophet, and then as one who is from God, and then as Lord, then the Son of Man. The progression from the physical to the spiritual. From the human to the divine. From limitation to abundance. From darkness to the good news. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. And so there becomes a strange twist in this story. It was a story about blindness. But this story is not about the blind man on the side of the road. It is the blindness of those who refuse to see. The blindness of those who think they know based on tradition and history. And they cannot see that Jesus comes offering a new day. The blindness of those who would rather fall deeper into darkness rather than believe that Jesus is the light of the world. The blindness of those who would rather be complacent and satisfied than to be open to new truth. Jesus says of this condition, you are blind because you refuse to see. I want to urge us to be the people of light, to be the church that has a new vision. If we have this new vision, then we have something to offer to the community, and yes, the world all around us. This new vision means we are a people who know how to forgive. A man was asked one day, did he know how to forgive? He said, yes, I have found how to forgive. I used to say that I would never go to my uncle's funeral. Now I would be glad to go any time. Forgiveness is a little different. In that it becomes the gift that we have received from God. And we can't help but share it with someone else. This is said to be a true story that in Spain, a father had a teenage son. And their relationship became so strained that the boy ran away from home. The father searched for the son and could not find him. Finally, he put an ad in the paper that said, Dear Paco, meet me tomorrow in front of the newspaper office at noon. All is forgiven. I love you, your father. The next day at noon, in front of the newspaper office, 800 pacos showed up. They were all seeking forgiveness and love from their fathers. We can be the people of new vision. We can be the people of new vision because we understand what it is to forgive. We can also be a people of new vision as we may have faith, as we have faith in God. This may not sound like a big issue, but think of all of the doubt and pessimism and negativity that is all around us. It is faith that can allow us to make sense out of life. A father had to babysit his 10-year-old son, and he had a great idea. He said, I'm going to cut up out of the magazine, I'm going to cut up the picture of the United States. I'm going to cut it up into small pieces, and then I'll ask my son to put it back together so it's like a jigsaw puzzle. The father was very surprised when his son returned in just a few minutes with the puzzle put together. The father wanted to know, how did he do it? The son replied, I realized that on the back of one of the pieces was a man's face. I put the pictures of the man's face back together, and the United States took care of itself. With new vision, we can offer faith to the world. In World War II, men who were found dead in their bunker had written these words, I believe in the light, for Christ is light in the darkness. I believe in God, for he spoke in Christ and is not silent. I believe in love, for love appeared on the cross. We are a people of faith. We are a people who know what it means to forgive. We are a people who have been forgiven. Through all of this, may we be a people of new vision, a people of the spiritual, who recognize that once we were blind, but now we can see. Amen.